of all of the self-conscious in the days of the great self-father such as Athanasius, which just has recognized Psalm 95, the Venite, which he has just suffered, as an invitation to worship. They recognize it as a call to begin the day with a joyful, vigorous, confident word of adoration and praise to our great God. And they faced it when they followed the orders of the day and they followed the hours. They faced it at the beginning of Matins. Here today, we are going to look briefly at this Venite, which is the call to worship. Oh, come, let us worship the Lord. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And this, of course, is the great object of all of our worship. The firm and sure ground upon which we stand, our rock of salvation. The rock upon which we can faith stand and face the first that through the onslaught of Satan and with evil angels and with hosts as they are marshaled against us every hour of our waking days. And yet we are standing on the rock of our salvation and we come into his presence face to face with God, coming joyful, confident, and with praise and worship. He had good reason for such a worship, for he is a great God. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his also, which he is in, for he made it, for his hands formed the dry land. And so we have a God who exists in a class in which there is no rival. He is above all God. Not real God, for they are not such. But these are the gods that man has created. Power, force, greed, acquisition. But our God is above all of these so-called God. And the psalmist points to the examples of God's grace, often when in terms of areas that are under his control, the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains, the seas, the dry land, all of these God controls. He controls the earth, where the hand and the power of a man cannot reach. He is a great God. He is the great God. He can take what Mount St. Helens is. And man sits and wanders and watches in awe. He mentions the land, the sea. He has made all of these. And what he has made, he has never lost control over. He brought it into being. And he controls it. And so he is a great God, but he is also our God. And so he says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God. When we approach our God, we bow down and kneel. For we are the people of his pasture, the people of his home. And yet we confess that we are unworthy and undeserving of so high an honor. And so we approach all that with a feeling of humility and unworthiness. But we know that God has created the world. He has created us also. And so we are a special creation, the people of his body, the sheep of his hand. And so we give two praise to God, who created the world, but who also created us, the people of his pasture, and has pronounced us, by His divine grace, righteousness, and members of His kingdom. He holds it in His hand day by day. We are in the pasture. We are sheep of His pasture. People of His pasture. On earth and in the eternal heavenly pasture. And so we give praise to God, true praise, submissive obedience, and worship. And every day, each day, we are urged to sing to the Lord, the rock of our salvation, the great God, our God. Amen. We continue our worship with the famous words of praise, we adore God.